Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
And we are in. This is the XS Manchester Football Social Full-Time Devils takeover. Webby's not happy because he didn't get to read the weather. Webby, what's the weather?
Right, the weather tonight, Manchester. Rain all night, 6 degrees. We're in North London, monsoons. So get down to Manchester, leave North London and come to Manchester. That's the word.
Nice.
That's the word.
Right, we are live till 7 p.m. discussing all things Manchester United. 0345 111 7625. My name is Gaz Drinkwater. Once again, this is the Full-Time Devils Takeover. Joined tonight by Webby, as you've already heard. Trev's here too. Two massive reds in the studio tonight.
Dad and lad.
Boys, Jose has lost it. Solskjaer has won it. Yeah. Initial thoughts?
Me? Sorry it didn't work out for Jose. I wanted it to work for him. Didn't. That's where it goes. Ole, as we all know, we love him. Saying that, that's not a prerequisite for him to be a manager. I don't believe in interim managers at all. That's whether it's us, whether it's City, whether it's Lower Broughton United. We should know now the level that we're at, what we want, what manager we want. So, get him in, straight away. So, give Ollie the job, straight away. Not 6 months, while he's on garden leave, or whatever his leave he's on, for mould. No, it's not acceptable, personally, for me. I hope he does well, don't get me wrong, and he's going to bring some vavavoomph back to the football. Great, but, come on. It's just, for me, it's just a Woodward PR thing. Let's appease their fans. Let's get bums back on seats. Play a bit of nice ball football.
The cynic in me says that as well a little bit.
Well, 5 years. 5 years he's been in control. 5 years he's been in control. Mm. He knows what management needs now. He's not messing about. Just go and do it.
And Webby, what was your initial reaction?
Well, obviously we got told that it could have been Ole Hunt when we was in there Tuesday. You know, don't get me wrong. All thing I worried about, will he lose his legendary state if it goes wrong for him? You know, I hope it doesn't. But some of these so-called United fans who sit next to us, they're clueless, some of them, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I hope he does a great job. Obviously, you'll see the difference in the players. That's what's got me more than anything, because we know now Sunday, some of these players are going to non-stop run and run and run, and they've not been doing it for months, you know. They've been cheating the badge, they've been cheating the fans, they've been cheating the club. I hope Ollie does a great job and we go on a magnificent run and he gets the job full-time. But like Trevor said, I'm writing these little interim managers for 6 months. If you're good enough, you get 4 years, not 6 months. So let's wait and see, but it starts Sunday.
Would the suggestion be that Solskjaer's not good enough and the board know he's not good enough, but we just need someone in for the minute while we actually go out and plan who our next manager's going to be, rather than just going straight in and grabbing the first one that we can, which is what we have done with the last two?
Do you know what, though, lads? Like, you've looked, the last three managers we've had, we've paid no compensation, we've paid no money. Let's go out, and if we have to give someone 20 million, we've got no money. That's what does my head in. It seems like we're going for the cheaper option instead of the better option. You know, people keep saying about the debt, or as we got this debt, but we have got money. It's not plain to see that we're the biggest club in the world. You know, some people might laugh at that now, but in my eyes, they always will be. So let's go out and spend the money. If we have to pay a team 20 million compensation, we pay it. If it's a great, if it's good for Manchester United Football Club, the manager, then we go out and pay what he's worth.
If you want the best, you pay for the best, don't you?
Yeah,
it's simple. I threw it on Twitter today just for the banter. Right, Man United, biggest club in the world, in inverted commas. Show us then. Come on, break the bank. Throw it in. We'll go for Pep. Exactly.
You caught a few, Trev, didn't you? You caught a few City fans, didn't you?
Got the fish out.
It's
what I'm saying? Yeah. We'll go for Pep.
for example, go for Pochettino, not in 6 months, now. As far as I'm concerned, right, and a lot of people said, oh, we should have got Mourinho when Fergie first left. For me, yeah, we should have. Yeah, we should have got Mourinho. Because the momentum was still going then. We'd won the league with a poor side. David Moyes took us to the quarter-final of the Champions League. I believe we would have won the Champions League if we had Mourinho at that time.
Yeah, you know.
That's a big shout.
So why don't we got him then? Messing about and going, oh, we'll get so-and-so for so-and-so. No, just do it.
And a lot of people agree with you, mate. A lot of people say that Jose should have been the man after Ferguson, and it was our dilly-dallying which has got us into this position now. Cam's on the phone right now. Cam, what do you want to discuss, mate? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in on a six-month caretaker basis.
Yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing with Mourinho. The guy was a cancer. I know what they're saying, like, you don't get managers in for 6 months, but he had to go. There's no two ways about it. The club was being destroyed. People weren't coming to the games, and it was just boring football. And, you know, with Solskjaer, let's not kid ourselves, he wasn't a legend. If he'd ever played for Man United, he wouldn't be anywhere near our club now. But I think, realistically, I think they're going to go all out now for that Pochettino, because if it was Zidane or someone else of that calibre, there's no reason why they shouldn't be there now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But the only thing I'm a bit worried about now is are they going to give Ollie any money in January?
Yeah, we were speaking about that before, weren't we, before the show.
My opinion is that we talk about a technical director, which we've never ever had. Now, the reason why you have a football technical director is to ease the pressure of the manager.
Mm.
That technical director could go out and spend, I'm going to spend 35 mil on Webby. But if Webby doesn't do it, the pressure's off the manager, because he got him.
Exactly.
The football technical director.
I think if we do spend in January, and it is big, that's telling me that an incoming manager said, right, I want that man,
yeah.
I want that man, you pay this, you pay that. Yeah. If it's little bits and pieces, maybe a few loan and a couple might go out, then, but I think if it, any big buys, then I think the new manager's already set himself.
He's already there.
Cam, when do you think it's actually going to be sort of wrapped up, pen to paper, who our next manager's going to be? Because I've sort of got it in my head that it's going to be quite early in the year, and we're going to sort of keep it quiet till the end of the season. I'm hoping in March time, around then.
I'm hoping it's in March time, but I'm 100% convinced that it's going to be Pochettino.
Yeah.
I think if that case, there's no chance that we're going to say to him, listen, what players, you can't talk to him. There's no chance they can speak to him. I mean, I've seen it on Sky Sports today. He's not coming out saying no, no, no. When it come to Madrid, he flat out said no, didn't he?
Mm.
But I wants the job. I think he's going to come, and I think it's going to be in May. And like, what are they saying? Is it 40 million or something? Give him 40 million. They have to give him this time now. It's so important. It's crucial now.
But don't you think the way the world is now, social media, look at the Pellegrini and Pep scenario. Do you know what I mean? That man,
someone will leak it.
Yeah.
Someone will
that
leak
man
it.
Had to do his job under duress, knowing, bang, that so-and-so's coming in. That's the way the social media, mate. Do you not think that'll happen?
Realistically, who do you think it's going to be? Because do you see Zidane or Poch? And I'd rather go for Poch. I don't know what your opinion is. Because he does brilliant football, and he's proven in he hasn't won nothing. Of course, he hasn't won nothing. We know that. But his style of play, and like, I just love his style of play. What do you think?
Yeah, you're Tottenham very easy on the eye, but people keep going on about Zidane. And listen, I could have managed Real Madrid with the players he had there and won 3 European Cups on the bounce. But if you look at their league position, they were a very, very poor second behind Barcelona, you know, 15, 16, 18 points.
Yeah.
And it never should have happened with the players he had. And that European Cup saved him season in, season out from getting the sack.
Webinars, you know, we do know. Still lads in the game now, when we talk to a few of them, a few of them lads still say, you know, Zidane, that he's a great man motivator.
Yeah.
And he's great to have in the changing room, but he's not a tactician. He's not a strategist. So, what? If he comes in, they're going to want half a billion, aren't they? To do whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he's going to come inside him with you, and the language problem.
Yeah.
Cam, very much thank you for call. Feel free to get in touch any Thursday evening on the full-time Devils takeover of the XS Manchester Football Social. 0345 111 7625. And for what it's worth, my little opinion on it, I think Poch is a certainty at this point.
Yeah.
I think it's Solskjaer for 6 months, and Poch, if he's not already had a conversation with the Manchester United board, he will be doing over the coming
No disrespect to Tottenham.
No disrespect
to Tottenham Hotspur. That stadium looks absolutely superb. But they're not Manchester United, and they never will be. And that's not being arrogant or anything.
One quid I've got to say, why do you want a rooftop bar for?
I mean, you look good up there, wouldn't we?
This is great, isn't it? Because I made that last with my dad. It's like Coley and York reunited.
I'd say more Stadler and Waldorf.
We've got Wayne from Bradford on the phone right now.
Hi, Wayne
from Bradford. Wayne, what do you want to discuss, mate?
Yeah, hi guys. Hi,
Wayne.
Christmas to you all.
Cheers, Wayne. Christmas,
Wayne.
Ole Solskjaer, I think it's fantastic that he's coming to the fore for us to help us out. It's obviously it's been good for everybody. We're all getting a few quid out of us. And my concern would be January, because if he signs players, apparently I heard a rumour that he's got 50 million to spend, and then we get a new manager in that doesn't suit them players, it's money wasted.
Said that before, so, Wayne, before the show.
But you know, you just said that, Wayne, what troubled me then. Sorry to interject, what troubled me. You know what you just said, your opening sentence was, I'm glad Ole's come to help us out. Yeah. To help us out.
What don't you like about that?
Man United, to help us out.
Right.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't want no manager helping us out. Yeah. I want a manager in position solid. Sorry, Wayne.
It's like we were saying before, Wayne, you're spot on what you're saying there, Wayne, about obviously people coming in. Obviously, there's going to be different rumours how much money to spend, 50, 80, 100, whatever it is. But if you see any big buys, that's telling me this is being done by the incoming manager. Because they're not going to buy a player for 60, 70 million and a new manager comes in, don't fancy him, on a five-year contract. So it's going to be even worse than it normally is for Manchester United, this transfer window. But we've just got to wait and see. We do need players in.
I think Ollie's going to look at. He knows the DNA. He's a top kid. We both know him personally. He's a top kid. He has got a great football mind. He knows what he wants. He's determined. People think because he's, you know, the babyface assassin, he's going to be a pushover, but he won't, believe me.
Well, there's that great video going around social media at the minute. Wayne, I don't know whether you've seen this video. It's brilliant. Yeah. It's where Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's on the training ground at Molde, and he's talking to all the players in his sort of mixture of a Scandinavian Manx accent, just saying, shoot, shoot. If you don't shoot, you won't score. Wayne, that's exactly what we need at Manchester United to bring a positive vibe back for the last few months of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, let's not deny there are problems within the boardroom. I think Jose is just probably 50% of the problem that we've got at Manchester United. And when you look at some of the players that have come into United, have they been Jose Mourinho signings? Have they been this agent, Raniola, whatever you call him? I know that he's been involved a lot with United. So I hope that we can get somebody in that's going to give us that trust that, you know, he's the man. I am signing these players. These are my players. I'll stand by them. I always felt that Jose didn't have that much respect for Pogba, for certain players that had come into the club over the last two or three years. So maybe I'm wrong, but it didn't look to me as if he was signing them. It doesn't.
I mean, I was going to say he was the one who brought them in, but I think that in January, I think that any of the transfers that come in, they could be made by the board. I mean, we heard that story today about your man from Juventus, Costa. Didn't we, Webby, about Ed Woodward trying to sign him behind Jose's back?
That's just strange. I know we were talking about this director of football, but who does something like that? That makes us look such a bad club. Like, you know, it's like a Sunday League club. Well, I want him from the Dog and Duck, but you don't want him. It's pathetic, you know. And if it is true, it is bad news for the club that the CEO's trying to buy someone who the manager doesn't fancy. Now, he's a great player. Would have made us a better squad and a better team, but you don't do that. Now, we were talking before about Woodward's solid tight, you know, he should go in my eyes, but he's making the owners a lot of money and they're not going to sack him.
No, but we've got to remember, like I said, Webby, the unique position of Sir Alex and Gilly was quite simple. That Gilly was more into the football, so he's more football side, and then he learned the business side of it, and it was successful, fantastic. But Woodward is reverse. Woodward leans more to the board than he does to the football side. Me personally, I don't think Pogba was a Jose signing. I think he was a Woodward signing because of the commercial asset, the commercial value that he brings to the club. Yeah. And if anyone was going to go first of all, it weren't going to be Pogba.
And what I've been saying on the channel over the last few weeks is I think that's the reason we didn't go out and sign a defender, because there wasn't anyone that was as commercially sellable as Paul Pogba was, really. Wayne, thank you very much for your call. Really
Cheers,
appreciate
Wayne.
That.
Nice
Get
one,
in
Wayne.
Touch with the full-time Devils XS Manchester Football Social tonight, 0345 111 7625. Before we go to a quick break and I come with another question, Lloyd's here from Manchester. Lloyd, what do you want to talk about, mate?
Not from Manchester, from Birmingham.
It says Manchester on my screen, but Lloyd, talk to me, mate.
Yeah, there's a few points I want to make. First off, I'm happy that Jose's gone. Secondly, I'm not so sure about Solskjaer. Yeah, it's got the feel-good factor. It'll get the players going. But I just hope that we all don't get brainwashed into thinking, yeah, this is it now. He's the number one choice, give him the job. I just hope that we don't get too excited. He's got 5 easy games coming up. We should be beating him. We could easily get 15 points at his next games.
Jose didn't.
No game's easy now, here, mate.
That's the problem. Jose didn't.
I understand what you're saying, but I think, you know, there's so much gloom and doom over the last few months. I think, you know, I wouldn't have said those easy games, but now I think the club, the players, but they'll have that freedom. I'm sure Solskjaer will get them playing. Feeling knows how
he
plays, he knows the history, he knows the culture.
So here's a question, you're just saying that you're going to play more freedom, the players are going to up the game. So why didn't up the game for the badge? Why didn't up the game for the fans? You don't like the manager. If you don't like the manager, fine. Sorry to interject. If you don't like the manager, fine. What job do you do, mate? Can I ask?
What job do I do?
Yeah.
I'm a prison officer.
Right, so you're a prison officer. All right, so you might not like your governor, but you're still good at perform your job to the best of your ability to give that service to the people that require that.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I don't care what anybody says to me, and I've roused
the front center. I get that, but I think Jose was so aggressive, so, you know.
Did he pass the ball for him? Did he pass the ball? Did he control the ball?
I get that, but there's no confidence. No, none of the players were confident. None of the players were scared. It's scared. Our team, our squad is good. We've got a good squad. You'll see the difference in the freedom against Cardiff.
Have you played football, Wayne? You play football?
Yeah, I've played football.
Right, okay, so you play football, mate. So you play football, so you know within yourself when you turn up, you cross over that white line after 5 or 10 minutes where you're up for it or not, or where you can be bothered. Is that correct? So that's at any level. There's no excuse. There's too much emphasis to blame the manager. Sorry.
I still think they're suppressed. The players are suppressed. I believe that Jose drained the players. I don't think the players wanted to play. Especially against Liverpool. Liverpool's probably the worst performance I've ever seen. We got absolutely battered by Liverpool. You know, we didn't even turn up against Valencia. We had nothing to play for.
When we beat City in the derby at their place, did he drain them then in the second half?
I just believe.
No, just answer me a question. Did he? I'm not saying he didn't. He shouldn't have gone. Don't get us mixed up here. But I'm trying to. There's far sometimes too much emphasis to hide behind him and his tactics and blah blah blah. I'm saying to you, personal pride. Answer me a question, mate. Did he drown him in the derby away when we beat them in the second half? Did he drown him?
I was there.
Right, you was there. So then, what happened the week after? What happened the week after?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
What am I saying?
I'm saying that basically that now there's no excuses. There's no excuses for the team to perform that. I just think that Jose was a bad crowd. He was the bad egg. I think he blamed certain players. Look how he pulled out Luke Shaw, Bailey, Pogba.
Lloyd, you've made some great points there. We do need to go to a break, but feel free to get in touch anytime we do this show on a Thursday evening, 0345 111 7625. Lloyd, really appreciate
Cheers, Lloyd.
You had fun there, didn't you, Trev? Right, before we go to a quick break, I'm going to ask you a quick quiz question, which producer Chris has very kindly handed over to me, and it is all about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, as every quiz question in today's show is going to be, obviously. The question is, boys, who scored more goals for United? Andy Cole or Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? Think about what your answer is, and I'll tell you next.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
And we are back. Here's the XS Manchester Football Social. Full-time Devils take over tonight. 0345 111 7625 is the number if you want to get in touch and discuss all things Manchester United. Now, before we went to a quick break, I asked you a little quiz question. Who scored more goals for United? Was it Andy Cole or Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? Two massive Reds in the studio with me tonight, Trev and Webby. Boys, what are your answers for this one?
I've gone Andrew Cole.
Andrew Cole scored more goals.
Not Andrew.
Andrew, right. Okay, need to specify that, don't we, Webb? Trevor, what are you saying, mate?
I'm going Coley.
Coley?
Yeah.
You're both wrong. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer scored 126 goals for Manchester United, sorry. And Andy has 121.
All right, so, because Coley is obviously the second highest in the Premiership of all time.
Mm.
But, because it's still Shearer, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Shearer. But if Coley would have took 70 penalties that Shearer did, he would have been there.
Connect. Exactly. Yeah. Totally right. Totally right. Well, I mean, they're not two bad players to compare, really, are they? No. And that's the joy of being a Manchester United fan, I suppose. And it also means that strange things like this happen. Club legends like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer become the manager. Like, who thought that one was going to happen at the start of the season? But here we are on a six-month basis. And now we had quite a lot of discussion there before we went between Trev and the caller, looking back at Jose's time. Now it's all about looking forward to the next 6 months, Ollie as our manager, and how an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer team is actually going to set up, because I don't know about you lads, but I've not seen much Mulder over the last couple of years.
But he's got to bring back a bit of the attacking football. That's what we asked for, you know. I don't expect to win every match, just not right, but I want to be entertained, Gaz. I want to come out of Old Trafford with a bit of a spring in my step instead of coming out after 85 minutes bored, you know, thinking, looking forward to next week's game or the game on the TV afterwards, you know. And we've been spoilt. That's the thing, is obviously a lot of us have been spoilt under Ferguson with the great teams we had, attacking flair, but it's been poor. And it's not just from Mourinho, it's come under Van Gaal, you know. Remember the game against Swansea, we have something like 190 million crosses and didn't win the game, you know. But that's all we want. We deserve to be entertained. We pay our money, you know. Looking at it, we're good fans. We don't get behind, give the manager a load of grief. Jose never got any grief at Anfield. Should have done. Could easily have done if you wanted Manchester United Football Club. The fans have always backed the manager till the end, you know. And I think it's about time the players put something back and give the fans something to shout about, you know, and hopefully that'll start Sunday. Saturday. Keep saying Sunday. Saturday night.
That's my point precisely. That's what I'm saying. Like I said to you, I don't want to be misconstrued. I'm not saying Jose didn't have to go. We didn't like the style of football.
No.
But the responsibility has got to be put on the shoulders of some of them players.
And do you think they'll change, though, this weekend? Do you think
there's going to be a massive change?
So if you change, what does that say about them?
Yeah.
What's about their character? Yeah. Okay. I don't say their allegiance to Man United.
We've got Daniel on the phone right now. Daniel, can I ask you how you think an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer team will set up differently to a Jose Mourinho Manchester United team?
I think it'll be quite the same, to be honest. I don't see as much different. Probably go for the 4-2-3-1. But yeah, I remember seeing a quote about how he would want to structure the team around Pogba.
Is something that he said a year ago. He said that if he was the manager, he would definitely build the team around him.
So I'd probably see either like a 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3.
Okay.
I don't know, like, sort of what sort of style of play would go, but apparently I've sort of seen somewhere where he said he'd rather win 4-3 than a, like, sort of 1-0 sort of or draw.
And Daniel, that's what we want to hear, innit? That is exactly what we want to hear a manager coming out with.
I guess so, but I don't think most managers, like, sort of aim to be defensive. I don't think many managers come out and say, I want to win every game 1-0.
Oh, I don't know, mate. Didn't you really not think that? We've just had Louis van Gaal and Jose Mourinho, and you're saying that?
Yeah, but even in Jose's press conference, like his first one, he was sort of saying he wants to, like, entertain the fans. He wants to win, but win well. So, like, you kind of have to sort of say it, even though
we didn't do
it
either.
Debatable. The 4-0 FC. I mean, like, yeah, like, everyone knows of Jose, like, what sort of style he plays and everything like that, but, you know, that's kind of what he wanted, is like sort of more experienced players to sort of get the results sort of short term.
Okay, Daniel, which players do you think are going to benefit the most in these next 6 months? Do you reckon it's going to be players that maybe had the biggest disagreements with Jose? Paul Pogba instantly jump into mind.
Well, I guess more Jesse Lingard, Pogba, because again, they were the players he worked with beforehand.
I don't know where Daniel is.
He's not at Gatwick Airport.
That was Jose. What do you mean? What do you mean I don't blame the team in football?
That genuinely did sound like Daniel was in the departure lounge of Gatwick Airport, didn't he? Just waiting.
Poor lad.
Oh, poor lad. He'll be there a while. Right, Slim's on the phone. Slim, what do you want to say, mate?
What's going on, guys? You all right?
Hi, Slim. You okay, pal?
Hi, Slim.
Basically, right. Hi, mate. I was Mourinho until the end. And one thing that I'm going to tell you now, we're going to find out in a year's time how good this squad really is. Pogba, with his Instagram antics, he's got nowhere to hide now. And he's played under Solskjaer before. Who knows him inside out in the reserve team? So let's see how good Pogba is now. With regards to Mourinho, I just want to back him for one second. Mourinho doesn't need money everywhere he goes. because he won the Champions League with Porto. He never had any money there.
Very ill.
He won it with Inter Milan. He never had much money there. And Mourinho doesn't fall out with every single player, because Carvalho followed him to Chelsea, followed him to Inter, followed him to Real Madrid. He's got Claude Makélélé, he's got Michael Essien, he's got Didier Drogba, Frank Lampard, John Terry. Yeah. All these players would go through a brick wall for him twice. Yeah. So don't, you can't tell me that. Yeah. You fall out with a few personalities, okay, fine. Everyone says Mourinho plays defensive football. When he come to the league, he blitzed Fergie and Manchester United's team, and I'm sure he had the world record Premier League amount of points, didn't he, in his first or second season? Yeah. Was it 95? Only Chelsea beat City beat it last year?
Yeah, true.
Well, you can't get a world record amount of points by playing defensive football.
Yeah. Even at Madrid, didn't he get the most goals?
He got the most amount of goals. Well, he got the most amount of goals. Yeah? And that still, I think, stands to this day, if I remember correctly. Added to that, Mourinho, with Chelsea, in his first season back, I believe that's when we had Moyes, everybody was talking about Chelsea's football that year.
Yeah.
Test your mind back, everybody was. And in his second season, for the first half of the season, everybody was talking about Chelsea's football. Watch old Match of the Days, if you want. You'll see it yourself.
Yeah,
so this Mourinho's been a scapegoat for a very poor structure at Manchester United, and I'm not saying he should not have went.
Yeah.
I believe firmly right now it was the right decision for him to go, because he wasn't getting on with anybody.
Yeah.
But he's still the best manager in the world, and I've been saying that since Fergie's day. He's one of the few managers out there who's played Fergie a number of times and has a positive record against him. Let's not get it twisted. He's beat Fergie more than Fergie's beat him. And Solskjaer might be able to win the league with Molde, but he got Cardiff relegated, and he's not a touch on Mourinho.
Well,
yeah, but okay?
I'm Norwegian born, and I did love Solskjaer when I was a kid. So I hope Solskjaer can do something, and he can bring that goodwill factor to the squad, and he can make everybody come together. But what I'm going to say is, now we're going to see where this defence is, because Mourinho's tactics did not make Rojo pass the ball to Lacazette or Aubameyang or whoever it was a couple of weeks ago. Mourinho's tactics didn't make Phil Jones slide the ball into his own net. Mourinho's tactics made David De Gea botch quite a few. Let's be real, since the World Cup, he hasn't been the same. Mm. In the first game, I think Ronaldo showed him what time of day it was in that, when he scored a hat-trick or whatever it was in the World Cup. And he hasn't been the same since then. Mourinho's tactics has not meant that Valencia and Young have to play. That's only because they don't have
Slim,
any.
Slim, are you sure your name's not Mendes? You're doing a great job. I know a lot of joke. No, I know what you're saying, mate. It may be Jose come at the wrong time.
I think he's at
the wrong time.
We haven't had a right back since David Moyes. David Moyes was the first to start playing Valencia right back. Louis van Gaal came to the squad. How much dead wood did Louis van Gaal get rid of? Off the top of my head.
I know, but that was then. That was then, Slim. This is now. At the end of the day, what we've got to remember is, as fans. What we've got to remember, Slim.
Slim, you've got to let Trev have a word in edgeways.
All I've got to say is, I understand what you're saying, Slim, and we all made some great, great value points there. Do you know what I mean? Like I say, if you're not going to back the manager, why, and give him the money, why extend his contract? But what you've got to remember is, we've got to look at Ollie's come as a quick fix to bring something good again. It's a good feel factor. So as fans, I don't think anybody's really expects us to go out with Ollie and win the Premiership. We've got to be real.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's saying either that Solskjaer's a better man for United than Jose Mourinho
for
the permanent. However, I think at the moment, surely it improves the vibe of the club. And next season, I just can't see Jose improving the situation next year.
Just say United go on a great run now. Get into the top four.
Mm.
Play some great football. Did he give Ollie the job?
Oh, I hope not, mate. I think we've made a plan. I hope we stick to it. Really appreciate your call there, mate. Thank you very much for calling into the Access Manchester Full-Time Devils Football Social Takeover
0345-111-7625.
It was Slim. You're welcome back anytime.
Yeah, a brave, good call.
Rousing defence of Jose Mourinho.
Very good.
We've not had much of that recently, have we, Webby?
Not really, no.
For good reason as well. Right, wow. Now we're looking forward. We're not talking about Jose. We're looking forward. We're talking about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Boys in the studio. Which players do you think are going to benefit the most under Ole for these next few months? Trev, talk to me.
I just think all of them will benefit.
Huh?
I think all of them.
Not Matic.
I think all of them will benefit. I think knowing what he's about, Ole knows the DNA. He knows what
required of United players. And he'll emphasise that in the dressing room. And if you don't want to do it, like you said, he won't be a babyface assassin.
I heard a great interview by Emin Berg yesterday saying about people think, obviously, because he's managed at Maldon, only Cardiff, no disrespect to Cardiff, and the United Reserves is a soft touch. He said, believe you me, he will not. It'll be straight into him now. What you're saying there, Trevor, about Gaz, about who's going to improve, he's going to make the old club happy.
Yes, yeah.
It's going to be a happy place again. Okay. That's what we want, a happy place. I want to be going to my seat, Old Trafford, and having a crack with the lad next door, not saying to him, there's a good film on tonight, isn't there? You know, we've got no right to win every game, but we've got right to trying to be entertained, you know. And that's what most of the fans want. We know we're not going to win the league, maybe for the next few years. We know there's a massive job ahead, whoever takes us. The club's rotten from top to bottom, I'll keep saying it. It's a massive job, whoever comes in. We just want to bring the feel-good factor back to Manchester United Football Club.
That is exactly it. Curtis, which player, if you could pick one player, Curtis on the phones right now on the XS Manchester Football Social, who you think is going to improve the most under Solskjaer, who do you think it'll be?
It'll probably be Rashford and Martial.
Hopefully just improve on their finishing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously we need to do something with Lukaku as well, but my point was basically I needed to find out if I'm actually calling full-time Devils or I'm calling Arsenal Fan TV. The negativity, amount of negativity that I'm hearing on this, we're supposed to be Manchester United. We're the biggest club in the world.
Have you seen how far down we are in the table, mate? It's not negativity, it's realism.
Realism.
Okay, I think we've lost Curtis. I think that upset him.
I think he's just jumped in the canal thinking.
We're
just being realist. We look at the league now, and we're 1 point in front of West Ham United Football Club. You know what I mean? It's
that's not due respect to West Ham, isn't it?
Yeah, that's so. You know, he lost the first five or six.
Right, Curtis, I think we've got him back on the phones. Curtis, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, go on then. What's up, mate? What do you disagree with?
Look, all I'm saying, I'm not disagreeing with any points that you guys are saying, but I'm just saying you guys play into the media quite a lot because literally all the media want... No, don't hell no. I'm genuinely saying how I see it.
Okay.
All right.
So what do you think we should be like? Do you think we should be singing the praise of the club, saying everything's great, pretending everything's okay, and pretending we're going to win the league next year? Because we're not.
I'm saying... Yes, we're not going to win the league next season. We probably won't win it the next two, three
seasons. That's negative, obviously, not allowed.
But all we want is attacking football. But all I'm saying is, if you guys obviously say stuff on the media every single time, use these platforms, which is supposed to be a Manchester United platform, to talk about something positive about Manchester United.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's not what it is. You've completely misunderstood what the whole point of the channel is, mate. We're a Manchester United fans channel where fans can come on and say their opinion, whether it be positive or negative.
Okay,
as soon as we start catering what we do towards the club and making them happy, that's when we lose our soul as Man United fans.
You've just contradicted what I'm trying to say. Well, I've just said I've come to say what my opinion is, and because my opinion's not valid to you,
Of course, I listen to everything you say with all my heart, and you're as hurting as much as me because we're hurting, mate. I don't want to come in here and have a go at my football club. I want to come on here very happy and say everything's rosy in the garden, but it's not. We've got major, major problems there, and I try and be positive every single day of the week regarding my football club. But I've got to see what I'm seeing, and I don't like what I'm seeing at the moment.
But all that is what you're seeing, having to attack the players. Does that work for you?
Well, I've never
attacked a player in my life.
So what second player?
Curtis, can I ask you something, right? Curtis, have you ever been at a footy game, right? And you've heard someone say, "Oh, he's played a bad part. He's having a rubbish game." Do you have a go at them? Do you say, "No, you can't have a go at our players"?
I'm not then going on Twitter and say just because Paul Pogba, for example, said something or he's misplaced a pass and I give him abuse for that.
That's the point of social media.
All right. Listen. I'm not into stats. I don't know. 28 passes, apparently, that allegedly, in inverted commas, one of the world's best midfield players lost possession from my team against Southampton. So what do you want me to say? Oh, unlucky, Paul. Unlucky, mate. Next time, is that what you want me to say?
No, no, of course not. If he's had a bad game, yes, you can say
that's what we're doing.
That's what I'm trying
to say. That's what we've done.
I'm literally saying there's literally a media agenda against every Manchester United player.
They've just been useless this season.
No, not by us, mate.
It's not an agenda. They've just not been very good.
I want to come in here sometimes and say, he's been great, he's been brilliant. But I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Paul.
You know what I mean?
Is it Paul, is it?
It's Curtis.
Oh, Curtis, sorry, apologise, Curtis. Curtis, okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned one particular player, all right? I'm going to ask you now, name me five great games that player you've just mentioned has had in 2 years. And don't talk to me about Man City, when that was 25 minutes in the derby. Don't talk about Chelsea, which was 35 minutes. Name me five great games of 90 minutes that individual has had for our club.
I'd probably struggle.
Oh.
Curtis, mate, it's been a pleasure having you on. You're welcome to call in and have a go at us anytime. In fact, we encourage you. 0345 111 7625. Right, before we go to another ad break, going to ask you boys another question. It's another Ole Gunnar Solskjaer goal scoring related question, because that's what he did best. Who scored more goals for United? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer or Cristiano Ronaldo? I'll tell you the answer next.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
All right then, back at it. It is the XS Manchester Football Social Full-Time Devils takeover for a Thursday evening. Webby and Trev, two massive Reds in the studio with me tonight. Boys, before the break, I asked you, who had scored more goals for Manchester United? Is it Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, the new caretaker manager, or Cristiano Ronaldo? I'll give you a clue. No, actually, I won't. I won't give you a clue.
Who's Ronaldo. Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. What are you saying, Trev? Ole. Saying Ole? The answer is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, 1-0.
With 126 goals, Ronaldo only had 118.
Look at me, Dad Hill.
Just Christmas, that.
Did you have a bet over this, or what?
No. You know what it is? It was, the bet was, who gets the best Christmas hat?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, have a look.
I can clearly see there's only one winner. Yes. Only one winner. Right, Tommy is on the phones. If you want to get in touch today, you can do 0345 111 7625. Get things off your chest about Manchester United. Tommy's here. Tommy, what do you want to talk about, mate?
About Ole, about the January transfer window, and about Mourinho a little bit.
Talk to us about Ole and the January transfer window, because I'll be honest, mate, I'm sick of talking about Jose now.
Well, all I wanted to say about Jose, Gaz, was just I'm happy he's gone.
Okay.
I mean, that's all I really want to say.
Fair enough.
That's basically top and bottom. With the January transfer window, Gaz, I don't want him to spend any money. The reason being is because I want him to produce the youth, Mason Greenwood, Tae Chong in particular.
Mm.
And what you said, I listened to the show, I've been watching the show, Gaz, and you didn't want him to get a job if he does a good job. But what I think, Man United, This is my personal opinion. I don't know if you could agree with me or disagree with me.
Okay.
My personal opinion, Man United has been begging out for someone to manage this club who knows the club, who feels hurt if we lose. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Jose Mourinho didn't. Feel hurt like the fans feel hurt. Ole Gunnar's coach will feel hurt if they lose. I'm getting to my point. I know it might be a long one.
No.
But if he gets a good job, if he produces the youth, makes us all, I mean, what I'm saying is, if he does a good job, if he gets us to fourth, just like the fourth, or does a good job in the Champions League, the players get trust in him. What's the point changing him? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If the players get trust in him, get on his side, and fire into the Champions League, or I'm not saying that they beat PSG, but just in case they do, and get trust in the players, I think my personal self, what's the point changing him? I think give him the job full time and see what he can do in the next year. If he can't get us far enough, if the player's not on side, you'll see. Do you understand what I mean? This is all the point I want to say. If I think the players get on side with him, get far into the Champions League, someone hurt if we lose. Do you know what I mean? I know Webby said it earlier. I know we won't win every game, but just like show a bit of passion. Do you understand what I mean?
That's all we're asking for. And, you know, a bit of passion, exactly. In that shirt. You know, yeah. A bit of fighting spirit. Make me excited. Make me go home and watch Match of the Day and buy a paper on the Sunday.
Exactly.
So I've not done since Fergie's left. But yeah, I mean, that's all we want. And he's right. This is a great call, because this is what I was saying before about interim manager. Why are we having an interim manager? Just give it him.
But the thing is, right, Tommy, I get what you're saying about...
Sorry, Gaz, can I just say one more thing?
Go on.
Do you know, like, for instance, everyone's saying they want a manager who has proven and all that. We've seen the last three managers, well, you could say about David Moyes, but we've seen the last two managers win league titles everywhere.
Yeah.
But do you know, before, I'm just putting this across about Pep Guardiola, but before he managed Barcelona, they wasn't great. At that particular time, just before he took over, they wasn't winning Champions Leagues every season. They wasn't dominating the league. Do you know what I mean? Real Madrid still winning league title. Before he come, he come from within, and he hurt if Barcelona lost.
Yeah, yes.
I think myself personally, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been in the root. Do you know what I mean? He's been in the root of United. He's trained under the 18s or the under 23s. I can't remember which one it was. And it is a good question. At the time before Mourinho left, I think this is why they brought in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Is Fergie left. Solskjaer was the coach of Pogba at that time.
Yes.
I don't know if any of you remember
that.
Yeah. But that's the truth. And he played his best out of him. Do you understand?
Who else was there with him as well? Scholesy.
This is what I'm saying. All I want is wit, exactly what Webby said, wit, and a bit of excitement. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Brilliant.
But the thing is, for a long term Manchester United manager, though, I worry, because along with, you know, the passion needs to come trophies.
I understand it, but if they get the players on side, do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
If they get the players on side, and then if he does well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I want to bring in the youth system. Don't spend any money in January, then you'll see in the summer if the players.
Tommy, we're on the radio, pal. Sorry. We're on the radio. Really appreciate your call, Tommy, but feel free to get in touch any week. Just, you know, make sure you censor yourself next time. 0345 111 765. He was getting old. Danny Dyer there, wasn't he? Right, boys, let's talk about the next game, Cardiff.
Yes.
And you know what, we've got a good run as well for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. How do you think he's going to be approaching this one? What do you reckon the starting 11's going to be, Webby?
That's going to be an hard one, isn't it? You know, obviously, I hope he goes back to the old 4-4-2, or let's play the players in the right position. You know, give him, you know, Paul's got to start for me. People's going to have a go at him, and they've had a go at him all week, and rightly so. But we know what he can do. He proved that at the World Cup. Teams should be built round him now. This is time for him to say, listen, I play for Manchester United, they're the biggest club in the world. I am going to start pulling my finger out, because if I don't think he does, I think he's gone. End of season, you know. When I want him to succeed like I wanted Jose to succeed, but Cardiff, no disrespect to Cardiff, we've got to put a performance on which for the fans who are travelling down there, they were leaving at 10 o'clock in the morning from Manchester, you know what I mean? They'll be buzzing, they'll be up for it. You know, I'm speaking to Sam and Johnny and all that, who go to every away game, you know, and the worst part about the day was the match.
Yeah.
You know, that should be the best part about the day, the match. Mm. The 90 minutes while they're in that ground was the worst time of the day. Now, we've got to get it back to the best time of the day. Yeah, we win at Cardiff and then we start a run.
I had it recently, you know, because sometimes I work weekends and, you know, I'll miss the odd United game because I'm working, and I'm quite often the last few weeks I've genuinely been nonplussed about the fact. Mm. People will, like, you know, have a go at me for that.
Yeah,
but I've genuinely been nonplussed about it. And recently, it's the first time where I've been like, I need to get to that game.
Mm. I've been, it's weird, because sometimes I can go on a Saturday. We go home and away as much as we can, don't we? Yeah. But if I don't go on an away game, I don't put the radio on. And I'll wait till I'm actually today.
Got Haroon on the phone right now. Haroon, talk to me, mate. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, hey guys.
Hiya, pal. Well. Evening. Hiya.
I'm just absolutely buzzing that, you know, we've got rid of Mourinho, and if the rumours are true that we're getting Pochettino, oh my God. If we get Pochettino, I think we'll be a force next season, honestly.
Go on, what is it? Talk to me, what is it about Poch in particular that excites you?
The way he plays, I mean, we've got some of the best young players in our team right now. Man for man, other than City maybe, we have actually got one of the best teams. But Mourinho just wasn't getting the best out of him. You know, we've got all these young players, Pereira, you know, we've got a lot of good young players. And if he just kept watching, I think we'll do really well. There is a lot of dead wood that we need to get rid of. You know, Jones, you know, Smalling.
He's got a new contract. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Chris Smalling is the best of what we've got. Now, no disrespect to Chris Smalling, but I think he's had his stay at my football club. You know, Gareth Southgate got it right. The England manager said he's not good enough for me, not good enough for England. Now, Phil Jones, you know what I mean? He's stealing a living, you know what I mean? He's not good enough for the football club. But like you say, some of these are on big contracts, you know, they're not going to go. So you don't have to go, you know what I mean? They can sit there in the stands, but that's football and that's a club for giving them big contracts.
Haroon, really appreciate your call,
mate.
Thank
you.
0345 117625. We are here every Thursday at 6 p.m. Unless a manager gets sacked, then it doesn't matter what day it is, then we come in anyway. Right, Bill's on the phone. Bill, we've got about 3 minutes left of the show. What do you want to discuss, mate, dead quick?
Hey, guys. I think it's disappointing that he didn't work out. I think the first straw was Liverpool last season, where we backed off and didn't try and kill them off. And we got the 0-0 draw. I think that's when it started going downhill. And then Seville really crippled us. I really think we should have gone all out for Poch straight away. I like the idea of Solskjaer. As a cover, if we are definitely going to go for somebody along the lines of Pochettino who's going to encourage youth, you've just got to look at what he's done at Tottenham with no money. He'll get money with Man United.
And that also suggests, though, I don't know if you agree with me here, Bill, that he's going to need a director of football as well on top of him, because he's never really dealt with money.
Is there not rumours that the guy that was at Southampton with him?
Yes.
Are we not supposed to be looking at him?
There are rumours.
If we get him, then I think Tottenham should start panicking.
Bill, really appreciate your call, mate. 0345 117625 is the number on the Full Time Devils takeover. Right, we've got about a minute left, boys. Yeah. So, what are your predictions for the game this weekend? Then are we going to absolutely wipe the floor with them?
No,
I want to see.
Don't make it hard, Cardiff.
I want to see Sanchez back in up front.
Okay,
with Martial, and I want Mata just behind him.
Yes,
Sanchez still not injured though. Still,
I don't believe
I think he is. He's out till the new year. I just want a bit of passion. I want a bit of fight. It's going to be hard down at Cardiff. We know that. You know, Warnock 11 fighting is against us. He wants to spoil the party. But we should be big enough and good enough to win at Cardiff City Football Club on Saturday.
Said that at Brighton.
Especially with...
said that everywhere.
Well, especially with like the situation that we're in right now, and there's got to be a positive vibe. Yeah. And the next home game that comes after that is just going to be absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we get a score prediction then? Trev, what are you saying?
3-1 United.
Pick me, anyway. I always go 3. I'll go 2-0 United.
You know what? I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say 4-0. I'm going to say they're really going to turn up. Everyone's going to get dead excited and say, let's give Ollie the job, but that isn't what we should do.
Anyway, no final word, but I'd like to wish all our listeners a very, very Merry Christmas, and we'll be back. We'll be back next Thursday, Chris.
Webby.
We'll be back after the... I don't know what day it is. After the Huddersfield, we'll be back, won't we?
Webby, you took the word right out of my mouth. Merry Christmas to every single person who's got in touch or listened to the Excess Manchester Full-Time Devils Takeover. We'll be back next Thursday. See you there.
Excess Love you, Manchester. Cheers, all.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.